News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Rural Ireland Against Fox Hunting is going to stage a suffragette-themed protest outside the Dáil today because they are trying to get the ban on fox hunting reinstated. Donna Mullen, ecologist, farmer and horse breeder, as well as member of Rural Ireland Against Fox Hunting, is going to be part of that action. Donna, your reason for seeking to get fox hunting banned, why now?
Well, it's an ideal time. Well, ideally would have been about, 100 years ago. But basically, from the point of view of the fox, it's just cruel. If you have to kill a fox, we all have to kill animals sometimes, be it getting your dog put down or whatever, and you try and do it with as much kindness as possible. So from the fox's point of view, getting chased across a field is and ripped apart, it's really cruel. But from the farmer's point of view, and I'm a farmer in North Meath, it's really a disaster having all these people coming onto your land with horses. It's, first of all, it's a biohazard. All these animals are coming in. I don't know. Are these people, have they vaccinated their horses? What are they doing? They're mingling with my animals. They're compacting the soil and making it all, turning all the grassland into mud. It frightens the livestock, any livestock on the land. Like at the moment, there's sheep pregnant, cattle pregnant. They damage fences. They leave gates open. I've had hounds in, pull apart my chicken pen. So, it's really, and it's also, as well, it's kind of a public relations disaster, considering that, we're trying to sell our animals and, we look, as part of grass-fed animals coming from a place in rural Ireland, which is a place that's kind to animals. And having fox hunting going on in rural Ireland, it makes us all look like savages.
Well, let's go to the first two of those, that it is an ineffective way of controlling the fox population and it is damaging to the farmland involved. With us is the Minister of State of the Department of Agriculture and Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. Michael, to those arguments, if you want to control the fox population, surely there is a non-damaging, non-cruel way to do it.
First of all, good morning, Anton, and good morning, Donna, and to all your listeners. Well, could I start at the beginning? Because you asked a question. You said, why are this group, why is Donna? And of course, I welcome protests, peaceful protests, and people airing their opinions. That's great. But there's only one problem with this. I live by the democratic process. And what part of legislation and legislation being voted on in the Dáil does Donna not understand? Because this matter in very, very recent times came before the Dáil. And the legislators, the people who were asked by a democratically elected person to change the rules, because as you know, fox hunting with hounds is perfectly legal.
Okay, Michael, what about the question?
No, there was a question asked.
The question asked was, if you want to control the fox population, can you not do it in a less harmful, less cruel way?
And then I'm going to finish making the very simple point. You asked me to come on the programme. I didn't look to come on your programme.
No, I asked you to answer a question rather than to just be present.
I'd have my point made if you left me finish it. And it's a very important point. We had a vote in the Dáil on a proposal to ban this. And the result of that was 24 people wanted to ban it and 124 people wanted to let it as it is. Now, that's democracy at work.
Can you now answer the question?
The legislator spoke. And I don't know why we're even revisiting this today, but I'm very glad to come on and debate it.
Great. Can you answer the question?
When we're talking about... I will. God, we're in right bad humour this morning. You should have stayed at home rather than badgering a person on the radio. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to answer the question.
Great.
If you'll leave me answer it. Right. So, you're saying, what is the way of controlling these numbers? Of course, we have to control the numbers. And if we don't have people who are out killing foxes and controlling their numbers, what you will have is you'll have a different type of disaster, because Donna used the word disaster.
So the question was, is there a way to control their numbers which is less damaging and less cruel?
I'm trying to answer. God almighty, let's do know what you're really down on me this morning.
Well, you're 4 minutes into it, Michael. It's a fair old run at it.
But sure, if you let me talk, I'd have you answered. But I'm trying to make the point that if we don't control numbers by whatever means, whether that's people out with hounds hunting, whether it's the farmer who goes out at night and has to stay up late to protect his sheep that are lambing, has Don ever seen the carnage that happens when foxes go in and attack lambs that are after being born? She's talking about foxes being ripped asunder. I've seen fields that have been torn asunder with the limbs of small little baby lambs after being attacked by foxes.
I'll try
that
one more time, Michael
Leary.
Is there a less harmful way on the fox to control the population and a less harmful way on the farmland?
Who said it's painful in the first instance? When any animal dies...
Dismemberment tends to be painful.
Well, yes, and dismemberment maybe of lambs is painful as well. Have you seen that, Anton? Because that is a fairly gruesome
sight. I can give you the answer of what Michael is refusing to answer there. You can shoot them. You can shoot foxes, and it's an instant sudden death. They don't know what's hit them, and they're gone. And to answer the point about whatever the carnage of lambs, Chagas have done a study, and it's only 2% of lamb mortality is caused by foxes. So, and generally they say that's very weak lambs, and that's from Chagas, which is our agricultural education group. And also you were asking me about, the democratic process. TDs weren't allowed a free vote when that came up in the Dáil. I think, like farmers, I think most TDs are kind people. And if a free vote had been allowed in Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, the result might have been very different. Because certainly... At least 70%, 74% of rural dwellers and 77% of urban dwellers have been calling for this. So TDs generally do what the constituents want.
Donna, thank you very much. That is Donna Mullen, who is ecologist, farmer and horse breeder and member of the group Rural Ireland Against Fox Hunting. And thanks as well to Michael Healy-Ray, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture and independent TD for Kerry. Coming up after...
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.